Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Come, O Lord, do not delay, forgive the sins of your people. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is opinion?" A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." The son said in reply, "I will, Lord." But afterwards he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, "Yes, sir," but did not go. Which of two did his father's will? They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him. But tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast of St. John of the Cross, priests and doctors of the Church. He, with St. Teresa of Avila, renewed the Carmelite community. But because of this, he suffered a lot. In the first years, he was kept taken as a captive in the community. He could not work. He was in a kind of prison. Eventually, he forgave them. He suffered a lot. But that's the way with his spirituality, he spread the good news of the cross. So he renewed the Carmelite with this spirit of offering each one's personal suffering. So let us pray for St. John the Cross to pray for us that we, in every situation, just believe in the love of God and entrust ourselves in His care.